Thrifty and Tractor Supply. If you have something you want to buy, sell, trade, or even give away, give us a call at 918-336-1400 or 1-800-749-5936. Our consumer calls rules are simple. We will not accept business advertising, licensed or running vehicles, real estate, guns and ammunition, mattresses, and used bedding. Consumer calls is on the air Monday through Friday from 9:10 till 9:30 and Saturday from 9:10 till noon. If you didn't get a chance to tune in, just log on to our website at BartlesvilleRadio.com and go to the On Demand button. Click on the Consumer Calls link and click the day you want to hear. We post a week's worth of Consumer Calls on our website so you can listen to the day you missed. Consumer Calls is also sponsored by CMNR Development ITT Village, Enterprise Side Store, and Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouses. Once again, the numbers to call are 918-336-1400 or 1-800-749-5936. Call now to get on the air for today's Consumer Calls. And good morning and welcome to Consumer Calls. My name is Sharon and the numbers are 918-336-1400 and toll-free 1-800-749-5936. Items to buy, sell, trade, and give away here on Consumer Calls. And we're here till 9:30. Wide open lines right now, 918-336-1400. Now, we won't take any business advertising, licensed or running vehicles, real estate, guns and ammunition, used bedding, mattresses, and box springs. You may ask for those things. You just can't sell them here on Consumer Calls. And we can talk about garage sales, estate sales, moving sales, yard sales, fundraisers for your church, go club, any kind of organization you belong to, nonprofit. And we'll always talk about community events that's happening in Bartlesville and our surrounding areas. Anyway, with no phone calls, that means I'll be right back.
Custom audio, video design, and installation with a personal touch. The Audio Video Doctor, Mike Dutcher, can create a custom entertainment package to meet your needs and your budget.
Sometimes I'll come to a home and a guy will have a receiver and some older speakers, and the older speakers don't sound so well, but just upgrading the speakers only and keeping their existing receiver can do wonders for a home entertainment system.
Call Mike Dutcher, 918-327-9206, the Audio Video Doctor.
Don't wait to put an end to junk sleep. Shop Mattress Firm's Black Friday sale and wake up a better you. Save up to $500 when you get a king bed for the price of a queen or a queen for a twin. Plus, get a free adjustable base with qualifying Sealy purchase up to a $499 value. Or shop Tempur-Pedic, the most highly recommended bed in America, and get a $300 instant gift good towards sleep accessories. Unjunk your sleep, only at Mattress Firm. Offer valid with qualifying purchase. Restrictions apply. See details at mattressfirm.com.
Attorney Joe Cordell.
New school, new job, new home. Change is hard and can leave you feeling isolated. And divorce delivers one of life's hardest blows. The relationships you counted on are suddenly gone. But you don't have to walk through this alone. For more than 30 years, Cordell & Cordell has guided men through the challenges of divorce. You're not alone. Call Cordell & Cordell.
Schedule an appointment with one of Cordell & Cordell's Oklahoma attorneys. 8801 South Yale Avenue, Suite 250, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74137.
And welcome back to Consumer Calls. I have wide open lines, 918-336-1400, and toll-free 1-800-749-5936, items to buy, sell, trade, and give away here on Consumer Calls. Today's Maple Street Meat Market poll question is, do you enjoy a nice home-cooked meal or a takeout feast? I like the home-cooked meal. I'm a home-cooked girl, and I want to know what you want and like, and you can do that by calling me here at 918-336-1400. Go to BartlesvilleRadio.com for the link, or you can go to K1KYFM, K-Rig, KPGM Facebook page, and you can vote there. And the poll question of the day comes to us from the Maple Street Meat Market in Coffeyville, Kansas. Again, do you enjoy a nice home-cooked meal or a takeout feast? With that, I'll be right back.
Miller Brothers Propane honors all veterans this Veterans Day. If you're a veteran, anyone affiliated with the military, fire department, Miller Brothers is proud to salute all veterans and you. That's Miller Brothers Propane in Dewey.
From Food is the subject on the Dining Guides between 11 and noon Monday through Friday on sister stations 100.1 KYFM and 104.9 FM KREG. Learn about Wheezy's Cafe, Szechuan Chinese Restaurant, and KFC, all in Bartlesville, CV's in Dewey, and Copan Restaurant and Truck Stop. The Dining Guides on 100.1 KYFM and 104.9 KREG.
We are back with Consumer Calls 9:15. Plenty of time to take a call or three or four. And right now I have wide open lines. You can call 918-336-1400 and let me know about your items to buy, sell, trade, and give away. And what you're looking for, garage sales, estate sales, moving sales, yard sales, fundraisers for your church, golf club, any kind of organization you belong to, nonprofit. And, of course, we're always going to talk about community events that's happening in Bartlesville and our surrounding areas. Now, with that in mind, I have some radio reminders, some things about events that's happening here in Bartlesville and our surrounding areas. And those are courtesy of the Davis Family Funeral Home and Crematory, Walker Brown and Dewey Chapel. So with that in mind, due to the reports of the new COVID outbreak, the Copan Senior Citizens Board of Directors declared a closing of the Senior Citizens Building at 310 East Weldon until further notice. If you'd like more information, you can call them by dialing 918-532-5492. You're invited to the Environmental Quality Board meeting and public forum today, 9:30, at Tri-County Tech, 6101 Novata Road. The public forum is your opportunity to comment and let them know if you are interested meeting your needs and providing timely responses to environmental issues. And for more information, you can call the Oklahoma Department of Environmental Quality at 405-702-7100. Save One is a confidential group to support and help women heal from the emotional trauma of abortion. Meetings are held every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. at Spirit Church, and that's at 2121 South Madison. For more information, call Jan at 918-815-0355. Martha's Task invites you to their open house tomorrow, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Thursday and Friday. From 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., 718 South Johnstone Avenue in Bartlesville. Enjoy shopping, refreshments, and door prizes. Recurring events, that's always happening here. The Tuesday House Thrift Store, supporting Mutual Bartlesville, is open Tuesday, 9 a.m. to 2, and Saturday, 9 a.m. to noon at 327 South Penn. New items are added throughout the day, and Tuesday House is a great source for unique accessories and seasonal items. Donations of furniture, household goods, and clothing are also being accepted during store hours on Monday and Wednesday, 9 a.m. to noon. To request a donation pickup, call 918-336-9154. Those are some radio reminders brought to you today by the Davis Family Funeral Home and Crematory, Walker Brown, and Dewey Chapels. And let's go to our phone lines. Good morning. How may I help you?
Yes, I'm looking for a good used washing machine. And I know that you have a guy that usually calls in, Joe.
Yeah.
And I don't know what his number is. Do you would you by chance have it?
Okay. If I remember serves me, it's 918-327-1821.
Okay. 918.
Mm-hmm. 327.
And 327.
1821. I believe that is it. Just going off my memory.
821.
Uh huh.
And then I can be reached at 918-440-4032.
All right, so you're looking for a used washing machine, a good one. 918-440-4032.
Yes.
Okay, we got it.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye now. Good morning. How may I help you?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm calling this morning with two announcements from the Washington County Republican Party. First, the Washington County GOP will be participating in the annual Veterans Day Parade, and we would like to invite everyone to join us, along with our elected officials and law enforcement, to celebrate, appreciate, and thank our veterans. The annual Veterans Day Parade is this Saturday, November the 13th, at 11 a.m. in downtown Bartlesville. staging for the parade, if you'd like to join us, is at 10 a.m. at the ConocoPhillips parking lot west of downtown. Bring some candy for the kids and march with us in the parade, or just bring the family, find a spot along the route, and take it all in. That is the annual Veterans Day Parade this Saturday, November 13th, down in downtown Bartlesville. The second announcement this morning is regarding the November monthly meeting of the Washington County Republican Party, which is an open GOP meeting, and this will be the final meeting for this year. That is coming up Monday, November the 15th, this Monday at 6:30 p.m. at Crossing Second. We will have two guest speakers on Monday. First, the grassroots director for Americans for Prosperity, Luke Harshaw, will map out strategies to Biden-proof Oklahoma and prevent the Biden agenda from taking root in our state. Second presentation will be given by Adam Jones, representing our Congressman Kevin Hearn. Due to the new census and redistricting, as of January 1st, Washington County will become part of District 2, the district of Mark Wayne Mullen. So this will be a farewell from and to Kevin Hearn, and also a legislative update from Adam Jones. That is the final monthly meeting of this year, Washington County Republican Party, Monday, November 15th. 6:30 p.m. at Crossing Second Downtown Restaurant.
All right.
Thank you very much.
We appreciate it. Thank you. All right. Our time now is 9:21. It's time to check in with Alan Cron about our weather.
Our pattern brings several fronts across the area over the next couple of days, but the one that counts with thunderstorms would be this afternoon, late through the early evening hours. And some of these storms could be rowdy, strong to severe. Gusty south winds today, high of 70. Storm chances between 4 to 5 o'clock, the start time near and just west of us, and then exiting between 7 and 8. Blustery tomorrow, high near 60. Friday, cool and chilly, a low of 53. Saturday morning, we'll start with a freeze. From the Bob Mills Weather Center, I'm News on 6's Alan Crone.
Thank you, Alan, for the weather update. Right now, it's cloudy out. Rainy conditions from about 10 a.m. to 11, with isolated thunderstorms expected around 3 this afternoon. So anticipate that. 90% chance of precipitation today, with a high of 68 and a low of 51 this evening. And then tomorrow, sunny skies, kind of a flip-flop, and 63 degrees of high and 41 as the low. And then Friday, as he said, we're going to go into cooler temperatures, partly sunny skies, a high of 53 with a low of 33, and Saturday about the same, with about dipping below freezing point to about 28. Anyway, that is our weather. It is time for our Oklahoma Energy Report, a three-minute report. And before I go there, let's go to our phone lines. Good morning. How may I help you?
Yes, I have a brown hay bale steer for horses for sale. And then I have a camper. It's 18, 20 foot long. It's kind of gutted on the inside. The outside's pretty good. Needs some tires and wheels on it. So I just wanted that to haul it off to give away. And then I'm looking for a solar-powered fence charger.
Okay.
And anybody's got one of those? I'm looking for some bridles and saddle pads for horses. And my number is 918-331-6393.
All right, so you have a round hay feeder for horses that is for sale for free for pickup. The camper, 18 foot to 20 foot long, needs a lot of work. It is free for the asking. Looking for a solar powered fence charger, and also looking for bridles and saddle pads for horses. And he can be reached at 918-331-6393.
That's it. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye now. Good morning. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. I have a little Chihuahua dog I need to give away. A good home. About 11 years old. Pretty good shape. A little black with a little white star in the back of her neck. My number is 918-327-1895.
Okay. And she's a little, is it a male or female?
Female.
Little female.
She's about 11 years old.
11
probably.
Years old, and she's black with a little white star, a little patch of fur on the back of her neck.
Yes.
She's a little chihuahua. To a free to a good home, 918-327-1895 is the phone number to call.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you very much.
Well, you're very welcome. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
All right. We appreciate those phone calls. It is now time for our Oklahoma Energy Report, and then after that, we'll do our doggone report.
Demand expected to continue to run ahead of supply. Hello, everyone. I'm Matt Skinner with today's Oklahoma Energy Report on the radio, Oklahoma AgNet. The Energy Information Administration's latest short-term energy outlook released Tuesday raised eyebrows and oil prices. The report says world oil consumption has outpaced crude oil production for five straight quarters, and that's expected to continue through the end of this year. But for 2022, the prediction is that rising oil production in the U.S. and within OPEC, coupled with a slower growth in oil demand, will bring things back into balance. But given what's predicted for the near future, traders hit the buy button on Tuesday with an IMEX December crude contract up 2.7% to a two-week high of $84.15 a barrel. The closely watched weekly report on U.S. crude and fuel inventories comes out today. Meanwhile, the short-term energy outlook also predicted the global benchmark crude Brent will average $82 a barrel for the fourth quarter of the year and then drop in 2022 to an annual average of $72 a barrel. U.S. crude production expected to rise to 11.9 million barrels a day next year. That would be an 800,000-barrel-a-day increase over the predicted 2021 average. The U.S. average price for a gallon of regular is expected to continue to rise for a bit and then fall next year. In fact, fall to an annual average of about 50 cents a gallon lower than what it will be for this year. And the price of natural gas is expected to also be below what was originally forecasted for the remainder of this year and then continue to drop next year. Natural gas prices tumbled on Tuesday because of that report. The NYMEX December natural gas contract fell 8.3%. ending at $4.98 a million BTUs. That's today's Oklahoma Energy Report. For the Oklahoma Corporation Commission, I'm Matt Skinner.
This holiday season, be prepared for a sense of wonder and awe as The One, a Christmas experience featuring Christ Tree, lights up Enid, Oklahoma. Presented by Jiffy Trip and Tachyon and co-sponsored by RE/MAX Premier Realty, The One is a 42-day event celebrating the birth of our Savior. It all starts on November 26th as we light up the world's largest fresh-cut Christmas tree during Enid's Light Up the Plains. Go to theoneenid.com.
Did you know that giraffes only need 40 minutes of sleep a night? But humans need anywhere from 7 to 12 hours. If that feels like a tall order, it doesn't have to be. Start with sleeping 1 hour more one night a week and avoid screen time 1 hour before bedtime. Soon, you'll be waking up to a better lifestyle. Discover the power of one healthy habit. Visit ShapeYourFutureOK.com. A program of TSET.
Lost cats who want their mama. And lost dogs, you know, the ones this show goes to occasionally, and other household pets. Now, hopefully, are reunited with their families as K1 presents the Doggone Bulletin Board.
And it is time for our Doggone Report. On report, we have Mozzie, a lost male tan pit bull, lost in the area of Silver Lake Road. No caller, call Kira, 918-332-7671. Finn is a lost male black and white tuxedo type cat, domestic short hair, pretty little cat. Lost in the area of Southeast Elmhurst by State and Kentucky Streets. He is a male. He is wearing his collar. He's 3 to 4 years old, neutered, and a real pretty cat. Call Savannah 918-766-2259. And that is our Doggone Report. Out of time for any more calls today. I'll be back in tomorrow with more consumer calls. Have a beautiful day.
The Doggone Bulletin Board is a free service. Simply call us at 336-1400 or stop by the studios here at Broadcast Center, 1200 Southeast Frank Phillips Boulevard in Bartlesville. The Doggone Bulletin Board. It's a public service of K1. 1400 KWON.
First of the S was seek God's guidance. Always ask God what to do. Deborah Paget created the stress model and shares about that on Focus on the Family Minute.
The T is for trust what he tells you to do. The R is to remember past victories. There's nothing like building your faith and to remember, even if they weren't your past victories, somebody had a victory. You need to be able to recount those. If you can't, go read a story in the Bible where there was a victory.
Yeah, and that gives you confidence.
Right.
Spiritual confidence.
Absolutely. The E is for exalt God above the problems. Now, that sounds simple, but many times we exalt the problem above God. We bring God down to the level of the problem. Mm. We hear somebody is dying from pancreatic cancer, somebody says,